Time now for StoryCorps. Just off the boardwalk on Coney Island sits the oldest continuously operating aquarium in the U.S. That is where shark biologist Hans Walters works with his wife, Martha Hyatt. Back in the 80s, Hans sang in a heavy metal band, Z-Toys, which moved in circles with bands like Twisted Sister. Hans recently came to StoryCorps to chart his path from heavy metal musician to shark keeper.
When I was a kid, only the really nerdy reject kids loved animals, and I was one of those kids. And my mother always encouraged my love for sharks. When I was 5, we were getting ready to leave the beach, and lo and behold, there was a dead shark laying on the beach. And I said, "Mom, I want to take the shark home." So my mother helped me schlep this 3-foot shark into the back seat of the car, and I'm one of 6 kids. And we all had our snow cones and the dead shark with the windows shut, and it stank. We all got sick. I remember upchucking my banana snow cone in the back seat of the car. So when I got to college, I was studying marine biology, and I'd sort of accepted my nerddom. You know, I think I had to play catch up in the interaction with members of the opposite sex department, which is the main reason I joined a rock band. And we did pretty well for 9 years. But at that point, I was 30 and decided maybe it was time to find something else to do. That's what led me to the New York Aquarium. When I got there, they would call sharks Sand Tiger 1, Sand Tiger 2, Sand Tiger 3. And I just started calling them names of dirty, rotten, stinking rock and rollers.
So you went with Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, this one's Axl. This one's Duff. And then we got another group of them, and we went with AC/DC. So it's Guns N' Roses and Bad Company are in one pool, and AC/DC and Janis Joplin are in the other.
I love when one of the keepers says to another, "Okay, I'm going to go feed Guns N' Roses."
Or who's feeding the band? About 3 or 4 years ago, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, he came to visit. And we were hanging out on the Coney Island boardwalk, and he said to me, "When the music ended for you, you kind of fell right into marine biology. I always thought that was really cool that you had a backup plan." I said, "No, you know, music was the backup plan. Marine biology was the original plan."
So your mom, she obviously knew you became a marine biologist. How'd she feel about it?
She was thrilled. Her thing was, and she always said, from as long as I can remember, "Find something you're interested in and stick with it." That was it. Not grow up, get a job, and make a living. Find something you're interested in and stick with it. And everything came full circle.
That's shark biologist Hans Walters with his wife, Martha Hyatt, at StoryCorps in New York City. Their interview will be featured on the StoryCorps podcast.